Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, we begin a month-long celebration of Southwest Radio Ministries' 90th anniversary. Voices of the past and present will be heard with classic programs, some of which have not been aired in over 65 years. Also this month, we'll be sending to you 90th anniversary commemorative editions of the Prophetic Observer newsletter and Timely Tools catalog. If you're not currently receiving the Prophetic Observer or Timely Tools, make sure you call today, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Friends, we give God all the glory and thanksgiving for these past 90 years. As we look ahead, later this month, we'll have a very special announcement to share about the exciting future of Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries. Today, Dr. Larry Spargimino, Dr. Kenneth Hill, and Josh Davis are here to kick off our special Celebrate 90 programming. Here's Josh to get us started.
God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. With those familiar words, we greet you to another Watchman on the Wall program. We are kicking off our special anniversary month. I am privileged to be joined by Pastor Larry Spargimino, your host of Watchman on the Wall for a number of years now. Pastor Larry, we welcome you to the program today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited about working with you and Dr. Hill.
And yes, we are here with our ministry president, Dr. Kenneth Hill. Dr. Hill, we welcome you to the program as well.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you.
Today, we're going to be announcing some very special things that are happening in this month of April. It's anniversary month here at Southwest Radio Ministries. And this is a very special anniversary as we celebrate 90 years in ministry. Dr. E.F. Weber was burdened to start this radio outreach ministry in 1933, and this month we'll be celebrating the anniversary, 90 years in ministry. As far as we can tell, it's the longest continually running Christian radio program in the world, and we thank God that we can have a part of this ministry. Listeners, we invite you to tune in this month for a lot of special programming. You're going to be hearing voices from the past, and those of you who have tuned in for a number of years will recognize some of these voices, but we'll be playing classics all month long from our founder, Dr. E.F. Weber, David Weber, his son, that led the ministry for over 30 years. Of course, Dr. Noah Hutchings. We'll be hearing his voice throughout the month of April. Pastor Larry, Dr. Hill, and a host of many other people that we'll be hearing from. And today I'm excited to be with Dr. Hill and Dr. Spargimino as they share some of their special memories of the people and the places and what God has allowed Southwest Radio Ministries to be involved with. Pastor Larry, would you mind to share what the Lord has placed on your heart, maybe some favorite memories and things to that nature?
Well, I have so many fond memories of my early days here in Oklahoma City. Ken, of course, Dr. Hill, had recommended me to Dr. Noah Hutchings, and so my wife, Jennifer, daughter Ruth, and I left Tennessee to come to Oklahoma City. And of course, I had been pastoring the Riverbend Baptist Church in Hickory Tree, Tennessee for about 11 years, and I had gotten to know Dr. Hill and his family. We were neighbors. And of course, I've been serving faithfully almost 25 years. Southwest has occupied much of my time since 1998. And as I look back, the Lord provided many opportunities for me to be on the radio, to go to Israel with Noah, to write a couple of books, to go on a couple of mission trips to Pakistan, Honduras, and also the island of Saipan, where there is a Chinese seminary. I had the privilege of teaching theology there. I remember Noah was a very, very good friend with the president of the seminary on Saipan, Dr. Christian Way. Kenneth opened the door to me to come to Oklahoma City, and Noah opened many other doors. And, of course, Southwest Radio Church has always had a burden for missions, and after working with Ken and Noah, that rubbed off on me. I thank God for the Southwest Radio Church and for the many, many opportunities for ministry. I'm just thinking about some of the interviews I've had in the past, for example, with Dave Hunt, who's gone to be with the Lord, Tim LaHaye, another giant of the faith, Dr. Norman Geisler, another giant of the faith. These men impressed me. Tommy Ice, Ron Rhodes, Joel Rosenberg. Joel Rosenberg is one of my favorites. His book, Inside the Revolution, How the Followers of Jihad, Jefferson, and Jesus Are Battling to Dominate the Middle East and Transform the World, had a tremendous impact on me. So it's been a blessing to speak to these authors. Now, you know, Noah was always very cautious about who he had on the show, and he wasn't too sure many years ago about Jonathan Kahn. But several of our board members and also several of our listeners had read Kahn's The Harbinger. And so they told Noah, you know, you need to have Jonathan Kahn on to be a guest on Southwest Radio Church. But like I say, Noah was very cautious, so he let me do the first interview. And of course, Jonathan is a giant. He's always a blessing. There was another author I'm thinking of right now who has become very, very popular. But he believes in a Muslim antichrist, and I'm speaking about Joel Richardson. So Noah did not want to interview Joel, but he asked me to interview Joel Richardson. It was a real blessing. And of course, I've interviewed Tom Horn, Derek Gilbert, Carl Gallups, Terry James as a personal friend, Steve Strang. He did a series on God and Donald Trump. Then, of course, Ken Ham, Georgia Purdom, Dr. Danny Faulkner with Answers in Genesis, Lee Strobel, The Case for Miracles, Michael Youssef. I could go on and on. Certainly our listeners have been enriched, but I perhaps more than our listeners have grown greatly. So Kenneth and Noah, thank you so much for the marvelous privileges and experiences that I've had just being part of Southwest Radio Church for the last 25 years or so.
You bring up a very important part of what we do and who we are here with SWRC. We have been blessed, those of us who have done the interviews over the years, have been blessed by getting to know some of the giants in Christian circles. And we have seen those that serve the Lord and work for His kingdom. We've been able to watch them up close and to get to know them and to learn from them. And I know you're quite a learned fellow. You read and you study all the time, and yet you are still learning from those that you interview. And it's exciting. Yes. We get to teach, but we also get to learn. And in the 90 years that SWRC has had the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, and we've been on the air doing the work that God has called us to do, we have seen many lives changed. And I'm excited for what we have seen and what we're going to see.
Amen, Dr. Hill. And Pastor Larry, you can speak to that as well. What is some of the impact that you have seen Southwest Radio Ministries have on people's lives over these many years?
Joshua, what's so important is that we're holding the line. Today, we live in an age of change, and the change is not good. The fundamentals of the faith are still the fundamentals of the faith. They haven't changed. They're the basics. If you remove, change, or alter any one of these fundamentals, you no longer have the faith once delivered to the saints. And so I think many of our listeners are so thankful that we have the same message that E.F. Weber had back in 1933. And, you know, I really feel bad for our kids. I was listening to an apologetics conference the other day, and Josh McDowell said the kind of questions and objections to the Bible that he used to get from college students are now being raised by 12 or 13-year-old boys and girls. Can you imagine that? The culture has just filtered down. What have we done to our young people? I consider it a privilege that there are many parents of youth who listen to us, and they're encouraged by us. And I hear comments, you know, you guys are great. Thank you so much for just singing the same song. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun, and we want to keep on doing that. So I think the fact that we have been faithful and we are pre-trib, pre-millennial, we're missions-oriented. We believe in a real, literal heaven, a literal hell. We believe that the church, and especially the pastoral leadership, is to be the conscience of the nation. And if the church goes, the family goes, the nation goes, and I think that's one of the issues that we have today. So I know some pastors don't like us, but other pastors love us. So, you know, there were a lot of people who didn't like Jesus, and I'm not comparing myself to Jesus, but the fact is you have to do what's right. You have to stand with the Lord and stand on his blessed holy word. And I think that's really what we're doing.
I couldn't agree with you more, Pastor Larry, and this ministry has sounded forth the clear gospel message that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life for 90 years. And friends, if you're just joining us, we are in the middle of kicking off this special 90th year of ministry, Southwest Radio, and our April anniversary month. This is the 90th anniversary. I'm privileged to be joined with Dr. Kenneth Hill and Dr. Larry Spargimino as we reflect on the past and remember God's faithfulness to this ministry. Dr. Hill, how have you seen the Lord be faithful to Southwest Radio Ministry over these 90 years?
Well, from time to time, we have taken a look at our financial situation and seen that there is nothing left in the cupboard. And then God just overwhelms us by taking care of the need. Now, we don't always have the wants taken care of, but we have never missed having our need taken care of at SWRC. I can tell you that when I came on the board in the early 90s and I began my training, as it were, with Noah Hutchings as my mentor, I was already accustomed to faith missions. I'd been doing that with the radio stations that the Lord had put in our hands, and we had to do it God's way. If you are expecting God to bless, you have to be doing God's work God's way to see the blessing of God upon it. And I was told by Noah, we don't know from one day to the next how much money is going to be here, what our budget is going to be like as far as income. We know what we need to accomplish, and we know what our needs are, and so we'll look to the Lord for those every day. And that's what we did. And that was true then, it's true now, at SWRC. I serve as the treasurer for the board, as well as president of the board. We are careful in the expenditures of every nickel and dime that go through this ministry. We want to make sure that we are faithful stewards in doing the work of God. And so when people give whatever they're giving at the time, they're expecting us to watch how that is spent and to spend it in the proper fashion. And I can assure you, we do that. We do our, as they call it, due diligence as we're working with the funds.
Mm-hmm. We want to be a ministry who pursues excellence in every avenue. And I believe you listeners have heard that today, whether it be excellence in our programming, excellence in the resources that we offer to you, excellence in how we conduct the business side of the ministry. We want to pursue excellence because our God is a God of excellence.
Amen.
And I'm grateful to be a small part of this ministry. You can reach our ministry by calling 1-800-652-1144 or visit us online at swrc.com. We've got a lot of special things that are coming up this month in the way of programming here on the Watchman on the Wall broadcast. As Pastor Spargimino was saying just a few minutes ago, some of the names that he rattled off will be voices that you hear during the month of April as we enjoy a special anniversary month. We'll be hearing from our ministry founder, Dr. E.F. Weber, messages that he preached on the Watchman on the Wall from back in the 50s and even earlier. David Weber, Noah Hutchings, Dr. Hill, J.R. Church was on the Watchman on the Wall program many times, the founder of Prophecy in the News, which is the magazine that our ministry is now able to offer on an ongoing basis. So you'll be hearing from him. You'll be hearing more from Pastor Larry. You'll be hearing from some of our current voices like Micah Van Hus. And you'll hear from folks like Rob Lindstead. You'll be hearing from many of our wonderful people that we have in ministry serving the Lord together with us, like Larry Stamm, Greg Patton. But also, many of our guests are going to join us on some special programming. I'm just going to leave it at that for now instead of listing off a lot of names, because you'll just have to tune in and hear a lot of these things. Pastor Larry, why don't you share some special words of encouragement to our listeners, maybe a word of appreciation or thanks that you have to all of our listeners and supporters who have been with us throughout many years, faithful in ministry.
Anniversary month is a testimony to our supporters. Their support has not been in vain. We're still here, and we're still doing what God has called us to do. So we really thank our supporters for their giving to the ministry, and I believe that the ministry has been giving in return. So I think anniversaries are very, very important, both for the ministry and for those who have been faithful and have stuck with us down through the years. So thank you so much. We are deeply appreciative. And you know, there are many examples in the Bible of pausing and recollecting where we have been and how the Lord has led us. I think of the crossing of the Jordan River, you know, the 12 stones to be taken from the very place where the priests were standing in the middle of the Jordan. They're told, when your children ask, what do these stones mean, then you can tell them. They remind us that the Jordan River stopped flowing when the Ark of the Lord's Covenant crossed the Jordan River. And so I think we can speak to our children, we can speak to those around us, that yes, we've been here for 90 years doing the Lord's work, not because we're so good, but because the Lord is faithful and has been blessing us through our supporters. And that's really a good sign. When you have faithful supporters, we have so many, they've had many opportunities to jump ship, but they have not, because we are doing God's work, and they really appreciate seeing that in us. And sometimes, you know, you get criticized in ministry, but I would rather be criticized for following Jesus than for doing something wrong. So praise the Lord. Jesus sets the example. The Word of God is our standard. We don't change the Word. The Word is supposed to change us, to bring us into greater conformity to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. And Dr. Hill, what are some of your favorite memories, some things that stand out in your mind as you look back over the years that you've been involved with Southwest Radio Ministries?
When I begin to think about memories, I'm overwhelmed by the first time that I met Noah Hutchings. Noah Hutchings was a common, normal kind of guy. He wasn't extremely tall. He was a short fella compared to most. He wasn't muscular. He wasn't any of the things that you look for in a champion, but he was a champion for the Lord. And to get to know him. I'd heard him for years and years on the radio. And then when I got to meet him, and it was in Russia that we had the opportunity to meet, and it was by the mission outreach and mission ministries of Rob Lindstedt in Wichita, Kansas. He had put together this trip of 300 plus folks that were going to be on the Volga River waterway, passing out Bibles and tracts and scripture portions and preaching and teaching. And God introduced Noah Hutchings and Kim Key Hutchings to my wife Janet and my son Matthew and myself as we were there serving on board that ship. And I could go on for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours about just what we did during those days, those 3 weeks that we were in Russia, and how Noah and Kim Key impressed us with their service and their heart for the lost. What a wonderful, wonderful couple, and especially what a wonderful teacher of God's Word was Noah Hutchings. And so I guess that's probably the number one. And of course, you know, when you've been working with Larry Spargimino for some time prior to his going to Southwest, then it was a wonderful thing when he came on board. All of a sudden, we had more opportunities of service, and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Spargimino, God has used you in a mighty way to produce resources, and maybe you want to speak to that for just a second. Some of the resources that God has allowed Southwest Radio Ministries to develop and to promote over these number of years.
One of the really important resources, since we are a prophetic ministry, although not just that, is Preterism on Trial. I've heard so many good things from people who tell me that they are being confronted by preterists. And I know when I first mentioned to Noah about the whole idea of preterism, he thought it was so off the wall that nobody would believe it. However, I moderated a debate between Gary DeMar, who's a preterist, I guess a partial preterist, and Dave Hunt. Gary DeMar raised a lot of good questions that needed to be answered. These guys, they appeal to Scripture. And, you know, if somebody says, well, I've got a good idea, I think such and such, you don't listen. But so many times when you come to people who are cultists, they say, well, look, John 14:28 says, my Father is greater than I. That's in the Scripture. So Jesus can't possibly be God. What do you think about that? So, you know, when there was this increasing rise of popularity in preterism and belief in preterism, and there are some very articulate preterists, that's one of the reasons, I felt a real need to write Preterism on Trial. And I did that many years ago. It's been reprinted. And then, of course, recently, Calvinism on Trial. I've gotten lots of good comments about that book because preterists generally are Calvinists, and they come with both barrels blazing away, the buckshots flying every which way. So, as I pointed out, I don't try to change anybody's mind. I just try to present the facts as I see them. And as far as I'm concerned, I think preterism is wrong. I think five-point Calvinism is wrong. I think a lot of the New Age views of Jesus Christ, they're completely erroneous and out of step with the Bible. And if you love Jesus, you want people to know Jesus as he is revealed in Scripture. And I love Jesus because I've seen what he's doing in Pakistan. I pastor a Chinese American church. Jesus is doing marvels in China. 1,400,000,000 people there under the communist boot. But Jesus is working and changing hearts. So I want people to know that Jesus, the Jesus who has been clearly revealed in the Word of God. And I know, Joshua, you've written an excellent book on the fake Jesus, and you and I both have the same heart, and I think that's important.
Well, thank you, Pastor Larry. And Dr. Hill, we just have a minute or so left. Do you have any other words you'd like to share with our audience today?
I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be a part of this broadcast. We are excited. I am personally, I know our staff is excited, as we enter into this 90th anniversary year. And there are lots of things going to be happening. I would encourage folks to stay tuned.
Absolutely, Dr. Hill. And friends, we do want you to listen. Do not miss this month of April, because there's going to be some very important announcements that you need to listen to and you need to be a part of. Plus, as we mentioned, a lot of the classic episodes of Watchmen on the Wall, many of the familiar voices of the past that will be on air during this month of April. And we just want to say happy 90th anniversary to Southwest Radio Ministries. We are glad that we can still carry forth the Word of God into this generation. That's an amazing thing to think about, over 90 years staying true to the Lord, to His Word, to the good news of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, our listening audience, for your involvement and your part in this ministry that God has called us to.
Amen.
Our next Clarity to the Chaos conference is just a few days away, Saturday and Sunday, April 15th and 16th in Fort Wayne, Indiana at The Cross Church. Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Josh Davis, Larry Stamm, Lonnie Shipman, and Ken Copley will all be presenting how you and I can have clarity in the midst of all the chaos. Visit the events page of our website, swrc.com, for a complete speaker lineup and schedule. swrc.com and click on events. Friends, you can be a part of Celebrate 90, our month-long celebration of Southwest Radio Ministries' 90th anniversary. Listen to our special programming, invite a friend to tune in, and make sure you get the special commemorative copies of the Prophetic Observer and Timely Tools. You can reach us at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Tomorrow, we begin our special lineup of Anniversary Month programs with our founder, Dr. E.F. Weber. We'll be listening to a broadcast that was first aired in 1955. So be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.